Violence is growing in northern Nigeria. A ministry says Cyclone Sitter's damage is worse than expected, and church planters in India are finding trouble. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 10 people were killed and 3 Christian churches were burned in Nigeria last week in a second deadly attack. Mounting tensions spilled over when suspicions leaked that Christians had vandalized a new mosque. During school, Muslim students began attacking Christians and the violence spread to town. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
"It does show that there is a lot of tension in northern Nigeria. Muslims wanting to install Sharia law as the governing legislation in the area. And Christians wanting to continue to maintain their rights as Nigerian citizens as well. And so you do have cities that are divided."
Penner says older generations try to combat flare-ups. This time, a committee convened to halt the violence, but it was unsuccessful.
"Both Muslim and Christian leaders often try to talk to these young people to tell them to realize that acts of violence are not the way to solve problems. But unfortunately, these young men don't always listen to their elders."
Next, World Vision has completed the first phase of emergency response to Cyclone Sitter in Bangladesh, but is saying the damage is much worse than first thought. They now estimate that 2 million people are in need of assistance. World Vision's next phase of relief will involve rebuilding wells, recovering livestock, and establishing new jobs in Jesus' name. Their child-friendly spaces will give devastated kids a place to recover through arts and education. Support their efforts at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Grace Ministries team working in the Hyderabad area is looking for a place to worship. The owner of the building the Muthialas are renting from wants them to vacate. It's hard finding someone willing to rent them a place for their church outreach. Many refuse to rent to Christian organizations. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton.
"For them to find a place of worship without moving completely out of that area, all the people who are living in that area would not be able to attend. That's really the pressure that they're living on right now."
Add to that the devaluation of the rupee, and the situation threatens the young church that the Muthialas have been cultivating. Pray that God would provide a church home. In the meantime, Vinton says,
"They're continuing on with their ministry, but I think it's going to be very affected if they do not have a place for regular church services. That is the biggest problem. Does not stop the ministry, and especially with Christmas now, they're continuing to do things."
Meanwhile, Transworld Radio is celebrating the completion of the Central Asia Transmitter Project. This year, the gospel has gone out in full force into this critical part of the world, bringing hope to a deeply divided region. The team's producing HIV/AIDS and drug and alcohol addiction broadcasts, dramatized scripture and chronological Bible story programs, and women's programs for the region. Pray that the hope of Jesus penetrates deeply and that hearts will respond. And finally, it's taken 2 years, but Wycliffe Associates has a new volunteer mobilization center. The 16,000-square-foot facility will dramatically increase the number of trained volunteers available to support worldwide Bible translation efforts. Wycliffe Associates President and CEO Bruce Smith says more volunteers are vital to their mission.
"This last year, we had 1,400 volunteers serving in 35 different countries, and that has been the largest number of volunteers we've ever had. But in recent years, our rate of growth has slowed a little bit. Our goal is to have 5,000 volunteers a year serving by the year 2010.
That'll help with Wycliffe's goal of having Bible translations started in every language by 2025. But Smith says they'll also need more full-time workers.
"Between now and 2015, a large portion of the workforce will be retiring. And so as we're involving more volunteers, the workforce for missions and the workforce for Bible translation is really changing in its complexion."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You have clean, safe drinking water, but 1 billion people around the world don't. This Christmas, International Aid wants to give you a water bottle. It's a great reminder of the physical need for clean water linked with the spiritual need for living water. Get your free water bottle at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.